Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, November 22nd. I'm glad you're tuned in and listening over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. And I'm glad that we can send forth these broadcasts and send forth the light. And what a privilege and an honor that it is. I mentioned to you yesterday on the broadcast that my family and I, me and Melissa and our son Joshua, have gone to North Carolina. We've also taken the young lady that Joshua is courting, picked her up at the airport yesterday, and taken her to North Carolina to meet the family there. And we'll be spending some time with our family this week for Thanksgiving holidays, and then we'll be back on Saturday, Lord willing. I hope you'll pray for us as we travel. We've made several trips back to North Carolina recently because of surgeries. My mother-in-law had cancer surgery on her lung. My father-in-law had heart surgery, some bypasses and a valve put in. And we've been through a lot. And then, of course, my wife's uncle just passed away last week. We did not go back for the funeral because having been back so many times and getting ready to go back again, but we've had a lot of health problems and things. We've got a lot to be thankful for. God did spare my mother-in-law, and he did spare my father-in-law. I'm grateful for that. And he did let us have a new grandbaby. We went back just recently for that. Amen. And two of them, one in September and then just one this month. Amen. Praise God. And that is a real blessing. Of course, not two born into the same family, but our two youngest sons, Daniel and Benjamin, both had a little boy this year. And, of course, Daniel's got another boy that was born last year. And Hannah's got two girls, five, or it says five and a half, and two. Amen. And so we're blessed with grandchildren, and we're looking forward to seeing them and spending time with them here at Thanksgiving. And then with my in-laws as well. And perhaps I'm hoping to see my brother and some family there. And I hope that that is a blessing. But I hope you'll have a special Thanksgiving day. I know tomorrow's the big day. Listen, friend, it's more than just Turkey Day. It's more than just family time. It's more than just watching a ball game. I don't intend on watching a ball game, but many do. There's a lot of things. There's more than just, you know, getting involved in outdoor activities and different things that you might have going on. Oh, yes, we need to gather around and give thanks unto our God. God has been so good to every one of us, hasn't he? He has. Oh, yes, he has been so good to every one of us. It just makes me bubble over just about it, thinking about it. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I believe I'll do. Before I go to the Lord in prayer, I believe I'll have my mother-in-law sing that song bubbling, and then we'll come back and have prayer time on the broadcast. Yes, amen. Amen. Thank God for Jesus and for salvation through his name. What a blessing we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to get ready to go to prayer time and just rejoicing in the goodness of God. Do pray for our services tonight. Brother Joel Gray will be preaching for us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church, very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. We'd love to have you come and be with us tonight at 7 o'clock. Brother Gray, I'm sure, will do a good job preaching, and our people would be glad to have you and make you welcome being with us tonight here in the house of God. Again, that's 7 o'clock. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now and ask God to bless the broadcast and use it for his glory and honor. Our Heavenly Father, it's certainly with a grateful heart that we come to you, thanking, Lord, of the goodness of God and the joy that just bubbles up in our heart, knowing that we're saved by the good grace of God. I remember where I was, Lord. I remember how lost. I remember how condemned. Oh, Lord, what a blessing to have peace with God. What a blessing to have the burden of sin rolled away. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for doing something in my heart that I'll never get over. I can rejoice now, and I'll be rejoicing 10,000 years from now. It'll just have begun my rejoicing in thee. Lord, I pray now that you'd bless the broadcast. I pray you'd use it, speak to hearts, bring sinners to Christ, encourage the saints. I do pray bless the in our service tonight and use Brother Gray as well. And Lord, I pray there'll be a good turnout and your presence and power be manifest in the house of God here tonight as well. We ask all this in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. And amen. Well, I certainly do appreciate you praying with us, and thank God for prayer time on the broadcast or just any time. Prayer time's a wonderful thing. Amen. And I enjoy it. Well, We're going to get ready to move into the scripture, looking at 1 Timothy chapter number 3, verses 14, 16, and 14, 15, and 16, I believe, is what we're looking at. And looking at the mystery of godliness. This week we're studying on the Apostles' Revelation. And as we get ready to look into that, I've got two songs going to play on broadcast today, starting off Not by the Shepherd Family. The first song I'm going to play is by Daly and Vincent. I love their harmony and them doing this a cappella singing, the greatest song on earth, Amazing Grace. And it is amazing that God would have enough grace to give His Son in our place. Amen. And then we're going to have the Shepherd Family singing, He's My Best Friend. And hope these two songs will be a blessing to you. And then we'll head right into the message from the Word of God. All right, well, we're looking at the mystery of godliness, talking about the Apostles' Revelation. In 1 Timothy chapter number 3, verses 14, 15, and 16, the Bible said, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Amen. Now, I mentioned to you that there are seven statements made in verse number 16, which is what I'm trying to preach on in this series. We started it on Monday. And in these seven statements, I'm dealing with the first one, which is the fact that without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. I call it the Apostles' Revelation. I mentioned to you that there are four particular points that I want to make on this subject about the Apostles' Revelation. Number one, we talked about the adorable subject. Paul told Timothy that he needed to present godliness to his listeners. Paul instructed this young preacher that in preaching, what the world needs, they need to know something about what God is like, and that they need to add God-likeness, or we would say godliness, in their life. And by the way, that is the point and the purpose, the principle of religion, that we might be more like God. That is the goal that we are to strive for. That is the measure that God requires of us. Amen. And I said before that in our lost condition, we understood sin, we exhibited sin, we loved sin. But now that we've been regenerated, we ought to long to understand godliness. We ought to desire, sincerely desire the milk of the Word. Amen. We ought to desire the milk of the Word, that we might grow thereby. And so we can understand godliness. And then that we can exhibit godliness. Because once we understand it, we will represent it. It'll come, once it gets in our heart, it'll get in our life. Amen. And you know why? That we ought to long for that, why we ought to try to understand it and exhibit it, because now we love godliness, whereas once we loved sin, now we love godliness. We've been saved, made a new creature, and so that's the adorable subject. Then I said, secondly, there's the amazing secret, and that's what I got started on yesterday and did not complete. He called it the mystery of godliness. And that word mystery that's used in our text is Strong's number 3466. It is translated 22 times as the word mystery and 5 times the word mysteries, plural. And it means to shut the mouth, or a secret or mystery. Amen. And I talked to you yesterday, I closed up dealing with the fact that our Lord told His disciples that He was revealing some things to them that had not been revealed to the rest of the world, and some things that had been kept secret. Paul talked about the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. He talks about that in the book of Romans, chapter number 16, as he closed out that book. Let me read you that statement again. Romans 16, verse 25 through 27. "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest." That means we can see it. "And by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, to God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." So Paul said this mystery was kept secret since the world began, but now it is revealed. That it's not just revealed to us, but it's revealed to the whole world, that we might obey it. that God would receive glory through our obedience to this mystery of godliness. Now, I talked to you, and I closed with the point dealing with Adam and Eve. When they fell into sin, God did not have to scramble around to devise a plan for their redemption. No, God in His mind had this plan already formulated. So we could say that this gospel message was hidden in the mind of God even before Adam and Eve came and fell into sin. And God revealed a little bit of that in Genesis 3:15. He said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." So it's talking about a specific person, speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come of the seed of the woman. And so we saw that Adam and Eve, there was a plan there. Let me say secondly about this mystery, that the plan for redemption and godliness was a mystery because it was only revealed bit by bit to the prophets of God. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So we see that Isaiah got a little piece of the puzzle. Didn't understand it all, but he got another piece of the puzzle. It was revealed bit by bit. It's a secret. It's a mystery. Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." Again, Micah got a little piece of the puzzle, and it came along piece by piece. Again, I want to say thirdly, this mystery not only was revealed just a touch to Adam and Eve and then piece by piece to the prophets, but then that mystery was revealed. It was revealed to only a few at that time. It was revealed at first to the Jews only. And then when it was revealed to the Jews, it was wrapped up in ceremonies and types and shadows, but it was hidden from the majority of the world. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 1, the Bible says, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets." So he's talking about he spoke to the Hebrew fathers by the prophets, giving them piece by piece the puzzle of the secret and the mystery of God. Let me say number 4, even when Christ came, when his gospel was preached to the Gentiles, yet it is still a mystery to carnal men. Men that hear the gospel and yet do not comprehend it. Why? Because they have a veil of flesh over their heart. You see, men's wisdom, or man's wisdom, I guess I should say it that way, cannot comprehend this mysterious message. This message must be revealed by the working of the sweet Holy Ghost. Amen. Here's what the Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 through 24. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God." So he said, people that hear the preaching of the cross, if they're carnal-minded, they do not understand. It seems foolish to them that God would use that process to bring salvation to the world. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, he says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." I'm simply saying that this gospel has been a mystery. Amen. Let me say in the next place, number 5, that it is a wondrous mystery because though we do see into it somewhat, as we're allowed by the Holy Spirit, yet we do not see the entirety of it. For there is something left out for the further accomplishment of revelation in godliness. Here's what Paul said, 1 Corinthians 13:9, "For we know in part." Now he's talking about people that know the gospel, people that have understood the gospel and been saved by the grace of God. He said, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Verse 12 of that same chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I also am known. Amen and amen. Well, what I'm saying there and the scripture is saying to us is that God is revealing to us only parts of this great mystery. It is such a great mystery. It's a secret that the angels cannot comprehend it. I touched on that, and we'll say more about it a little bit later, days later, weeks later, as we get on down into this subject, dealing with this great mystery of godliness. I'm simply saying this, the world cannot understand it. Not by the wisdom of men's understanding. Not by, what's the word I'm looking for? Not by human figuring can you figure it out or reason it out. No, but God's great plan of salvation, that he would give his darling son, that men would sin, and yet God would lay upon his son the burden of that sin. That God would lay upon his son the judgment for that sin is a great mystery. But what a wonderful Savior. What a great story we have to tell. Friend, those that are out there that are unsaved, they don't have to die in their sin. One has already come that has taken the penalty for them. They do not have to try to clean themselves. They can come to Christ and be washed and made new creatures in Christ Jesus. Friend, if you're out there and you're unsaved, run to Jesus. Fly to Jesus. Call upon the Lord Jesus and be saved before it's eternally too late. If you're saved, glorify the Lord for this wonderful salvation. Thank you for listening. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.